Hello, my beautiful ghost. Here we are in a fucking episode of Beautiful Ghost. Nico, you had to fucking censor me.
I'm late.
Good. Okay, beautiful people. That's the
Hi,
topic.
Mariana. Hi, Nico.
Hey, Pablo, Marianne. Today, we are going to talk about...
Swearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mariana,
not the words.
I know what this is going to be like. It's going to be me against you two, and I accept it, okay? It's all good.
No. It's not you versus... First of all...
Well...
how do you know Nico and I don't swear?
Exactly.
Just because we don't swear in the podcast doesn't mean we don't swear.
Okay, right? Good point. Okay.
So maybe first, before we make assumptions, we need to ask. Nico, do you swear?
Yeah, yes. You get me there. Saying,
yeah, sure.
First, you said first. I thought you were going to use another word. Yes, I'm with you, Paolo. Yeah, you're right.
Right, so do you swear?
I swear, but... not much, to be honest. I do swear when I get really, really angry with something, or I hit my finger with a hammer and with a nail. Those kind of things.
Mm.
I generally swear, but. Then workplace, I don't. And when I'm with, generally, I don't.
But is it because it's so ingrained in you that you shouldn't swear, or is it because it doesn't come to you, or because when you see others do it, you don't like it?
I don't know if it has to do with English being second language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And that's maybe something that we can explore in this conversation. Because what I was thinking one time is that although it's still swear words, it's the same, no matter what language, it doesn't have the same impact when you're cursing in a different language. Because probably I think swearing is something that is very ingrained in your culture. If you come from a country that is usually, you know, as Argentina, that we are quite a swearing population, I would say. So I think those words doesn't mean the same emotionally or internally when you switch languages. With time, probably yes, living in another country. But I would say like up to a couple of years, it didn't have the same impact. When I did some things in English, like working, for example, in works environments, for example, I worked in different works environments, and in there are some work environments that it's completely natural. Everyone is swearing, and you know it's part of the
culture.
Yeah, of the culture, if you want. There are other companies that there's no one swearing. Yeah, so
yeah, but do you change depending on the culture?
I suppose, and this has to do with the previous conversation, probably, that I tend to adapt reading what's the culture wise. But generally, I only swear like I think that swearing is only when for a specific purpose.
Can I ask you? Do you like a woman if she swears?
I think it. Yeah. I don't know why, but I don't think I like that.
And why? What's going on?
When I did some research about swearing, one of the things that it says is that it's kind of an anger that it's inside, and a way to express it is through the words.
You believe a woman that swears is angry?
Well, not always. Not always. It's a generalization, but I think that I don't know. I don't know why it puts me a little bit down. I don't know. I don't find it attractive. Again, it depends on the occasion, I suppose, and the circumstances. Why did you have to use that word, for example?
And a guy, like if a guy swears, it doesn't shock you or as much because...
I think I know why, because I think I agree with Nico that I was thinking about this too. And swearing, you know, if I'm angry, I feel like swearing. If like, you know, if I was mowing the lawn and I mowed over something, a rock, and something happened with the lawnmower, I swear, right? I get angry, I swear. I'm not swearing at anyone in particular. I'm just swearing. If I get angry about something like with my wife, I may feel like swearing, but I usually stop myself, right? And so, but I have to be angry to feel like swearing. And so I think it's an aggressive kind of act. And it's so like, a guy swearing, well, you know, you're used to guys being a bit aggressive. A woman swearing is not with expectations, isn't it?
Yes, and also what I read is that it's generally used for different things, no? But one of the things that I read is that it's used for emphasizing something. Like you want to say this is a beautiful day, and you would add a swearing word just to emphasize something.
That's a really good point, because I always swear to emphasize something. It is not because I love being the rebel swearing. It's just like I just put all my passion in the swearing too.
Okay. But one of the reasons we suggested to bring this topic is because I started noticing you were swearing when opening the podcast. And in that case, you're not emphasizing, and that's the fear, that if you start swearing too much, then it loses the emphasizing power, right?
Yeah, but in that case, probably I wasn't. I was actually looking for shocking people.
Okay.
So there is different, you use it for different things, right?
Oh, okay. So
but the emphasizing, Nico just pointed out, and it's so true, but shocking as well. And I don't know, I'm thinking out loud, but I think I swear much more in English than in Spanish, because the culture I'm in, I just want them to wake the fuck up, to not be so PC, to not be so prudish, to not be so stuck up, things are like this, hello, how are you, hey, yeah, great, manners, great, but also honesty and
but I think it's but I also think it's because it doesn't have the same impact because it's your second language.
It's
because
true.
If you were in Argentina using those words in Spanish all the time,
I wouldn't use it
because it doesn't resonate the same in you, because it's a different language.
A man said to me, I think you swear a lot to put a barrier between you and the people. And of course, these comments come from, let's say, a conservative guy, you know, a guy that believes the woman should be pretty and with a nice hair. And it's like, that's when I go, I don't give a fuck what you think, because I'm not interested in getting close to you. This is the thing. I just believe if you don't like me swearing, it's almost like you don't like me, and I don't care.
That's a good example. You said this with this example.
Yes.
I don't give da da da. And you could have said, I don't care what you think.
Of course I can say it in a different way. It's not like I don't have a vocabulary.
No, it's not a.
So are you conveying anger? Because I think you're conveying anger, right?
It's anger and passion and emphasizing. It's all everything together.
Because a person like that will never stop you when you say something that is like crazy about a belief. You know, they get hung up in the stupidity of a bad word when there's actually so much more to care about that someone swears or not. That is what I found really ridiculous. They know I'm a good person, or they can find out if I'm a good person, if I'm a liar, if I'm truly honest, if I'm fun, if I, that is the important shit. Not if, oh, you are a woman that swears.
But that takes a lot of time to find out why, while swearing, you swearing, it's already, they yes. already got the impression. Right?
Exactly. That's the, that's the thing. It's, and I think this is related to previous conversation, because it's, we think that we are the way we are, but then we have a very little time of window of opportunity to communicate ourselves to others. And the impression that they get is super quick, because it's super primitive. And that perception of others, of ourselves, is based on their own bias, right?
Yeah.
So if that person thinks that, you know, doesn't swear and considers swearing something that it's not good, automatically that person will reject you. And I remember, Paulo,
but this, you had is, a, the thing, no? This is the thing that I think it's because I'm older. You do not give a fuck if someone doesn't like you, because you're so sure about who you are, that you are honest and you have principles and you are fun and you want to have a good time. I don't care if someone rejects me for that. Seriously, with time, I really hope you get that. You don't care what people think. You just do what's right or what is natural to you. I'm not saying that I will swear for the rest of my life. Hey, from now on, I might not swear ever again because I feel really calm. I don't know what's going on with me, right? I don't know. Maybe you're completely right. I have a lot of anger inside and right. I look for
well,
it.
What if that's, and what if that's the impression that people are getting?
I don't care. I have people like you.
No, but that's okay. You don't care.
No, I don't.
But people will still get that impression that someone's swearing, they're showing anger inside them.
They can believe I'm angry. I don't care.
Right, that's right. You don't care. But is that the normal reaction?
No, I have thousands of friends. I think I'm one of the people that I know that have more friends, because everyone knows how fucking truly and sometimes too much honest I am. And this is what I studied before I came to talk to you about this topic, is that it has been proven in thousands of fucking different investigations with universities and scientific that say the correlation between honesty and people that swear is crazy. And I don't know, maybe there's something that hasn't been discovered, because I know a couple of people, they are like me, and they are all so fucking honest. And brutally honest, okay? And they are well known because of that, just like I am. And I don't know if there is something in the brain that makes us swear a lot because we are honest. I'm not sure.
What is being honest?
Tell it as it is. You get it wrong, of course, but I told you what I thought, and I'm not fucking hiding anything from you. You know. That what I regardless of if it's good or no, let's, you know, like, it doesn't matter. At least you know that I love you because I'm telling you. You know that I'm hurt, that what you just said really hurt me. You know, if I'm wrong.
But we also said that the way you communicate to others, if you want to influence others, other people, or you want to say something to another person, because if you are saying something to someone, it's because you want to make an impact in that person, because you care about that person. And if you care about that person, and I'm not saying you are doing this, no? But if you care about that person, and that person could be a close friend or not, but if that person doesn't know, like people that swears or pushes that person off, you might put that person off just because you're swearing. Yeah. And that's a shame because you could be helping
people, but this is what you don't take into consideration. People put me off because they don't fucking say it as it is, or they don't fucking share what they think. They put me off. So what is right? What is right?
Well, it depends. Yeah. I'm marking assignments for students at university. And how do you think we'll come across if I say, this is fucking shit?
Great.
And which I think it is. And I would be honest if I say it, because I think so. But
this is the thing, guys. I'm not dumb. We're not talking about an interview. We're not talking about you being a professor in university. Of course not. There's places for it. If I get interviewed on the TV, well, and I have, I don't know why it's like a switch there that knows not here, and I don't do it. It's fine. Maybe if I become a fucking superstar and I can be completely who I am, I would. But there is a space for everything. No? So let's talk about like the swearing on sort of a normal conversation.
My thing here is, are you using it? And this is a question. Are you using it to emphasize, or are you just using it because, for example, in Argentina, especially in Buenos Aires, we have this word boludo, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, which is a swear word.
But we need to explain what boludo
is.
Well,
it's a asshole, more asshole. Yes, pretty much like that.
What is it?
Asshole,
pretty much something like
right.
That.
Right, but the interesting thing is that we use it as "hey mate," but instead of saying "hey mate," we say "hey asshole."
Yeah.
Yes, right? Exactly. Yeah, that's right. In Argentina, we have probably
which by the way, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I don't use it, and after being for some time here, it shocked me. Now talking to you again, and that's kind of it stopped shocking me, but. After being for a while in New Zealand and then hearing some Argentinians, you know, saying boludo, it was like, oh, come on, right?
Well, what I was going to say is that I remember I had a friend that he uses that word like constantly, like, hey, boludo, do you know what's going on, boludo? And in one phrase that has like 10 words, he said the same, this boludo word, like 4 times. And my thing, what I want to ask you is it clearly this person was using it as completely unconsciously?
Yeah.
It was just there, and, you know, it was not thinking. He was just, and I was like, have you noticed the number of times you said this word? And no, I'm sure that person didn't remember, didn't know. Sorry, that's my question. Are you using it like purposely, or is it just coming because now it's part of the way you
sometimes
speak?
Sometimes it's part of the way. But for example, my best friend, when he drinks a little bit, he swears a lot, but swears in a really cheap way because he's drunk. And that shocks me because it's not smart. The usage of the word is not in a sentence where he's emphasizing something or demonstrating how angry he is. Like, there is some sort of smart way of using it. Like, the what the fuck is one of the best phrases ever created. It's just amazing. It just, you know, encloses so many, like, you know, it's just perfect. And I don't think I have found another replacement for the what the fuck.
Well, I can tell you the ones that the kids use at school.
What? Like,
well, they use like "what the heck" or.
Oh God! I'm bored already.
Yeah, but see that. No, but Taro is right. You can use other words.
What is the hang up about the word "fuck"? And this is the thing: if you have a problem with the word "fuck," is for me is almost crazy.
There was reminds me I went to a presentation by a Nobel Prize winner like about 10 years ago. And this is audience at the medical school at University of Auckland. And everyone goes to see the Nobel Prize. And he starts talking. And then at some moment he says something about this shit. And, you know, that was shit. And people laugh. And I'm like, oh, come on. Just because you're a Nobel Prize, if you say shit and in the, you know, with an audience of 500 people, they actually find it funny. If I was the one saying it, they would find it offensive, right?
Probably. But that's another thing, you know?
Some people you forgive them. It's funny that someone who's, you know, you go to see them with great expectations and that they use swearing. And not that he was using a lot, he just said it once and people laughed.
I don't know, I just like, I don't know.
I think the F word is, it's because from what I read, it's like you're taking away like the because it means another thing, right?
It means to have sex.
Yeah, it has nothing to do.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, nah.
You don't say what the sex. No, it has nothing to do, technically, the phrase. Mm-hmm. So you can replace it for another word. But so what I raised that, if you use that word, you're taking away like the sex, the real stuff that it's that word's meaning, right? So if you just use... You know,
I know, but like if we start to think about that, people are so like easy to say I love you or love, and they don't fucking even know what that is. So if we're going to get really grammatical or semantic or blah blah blah, we're never going to stop.
There's not a literal translation, for example, of fuck to the Spanish in the sense of
no.
Of using with the swearing connotation, right?
No, not really.
So that's an English thing.
Yeah.
That word.
I don't know. I think this has to do with other topics that we've been discussing, that it's awareness for me. That is, again, are you, when we swear, are we conscious that are we swearing or not? That would be...
I'm you're right, like a lot of the time I'm not, and I was also surprised when we were with Brian and it didn't come in my mind even one swear word in for a whole hour, and there was a lot to do with his peaceful energy. So I'm not saying I don't have anger. This is just because I like the word fuck. I own my shit. Probably I have anger, you know?
So you find that would be one question. Do you find like using the language a way to express that anger? Or can you express anger in other ways? Or the other question would be, why do you have anger?
I noticed that I'm swearing much more now when I don't have a specific place to put my energy on. I'm full of energy. So I think my swearing at the moment, there's a lot to do with frustration.
Yeah.
You know? And because that's fire, the fucking, oh, what the fuck?
It's quick, no? Relief. It's quick, that's the thing. That's a relief that is quick.
Oh, it's great. I feel good when I speak. You know?
Yes. Yes. And it's hard because my other point was that in order to control yourself and like consciously and say, like what Pablo was saying, like instead of saying that phrase, you can say what the heck. It makes you like consciously say, okay, I want to say the other one, but I'm going to say this one.
Or you say this is freaking good, right?
But even sorry, that change for me is so fake, Because what you wanted to say is fucking.
It doesn't matter. No,
say,
but
no, it
and
does.
You kind of said it. You kind of said it, but you didn't say it.
For me, it's not fake, because if you are trying to change the way you are, it doesn't mean you are being fake. You're trying to change.
It'll be fake in Mariana. If Mariana starts saying freaking,
oh my
people
God,
are going to start freaking out.
No, I freak out.
No, but I have another point here is that I think it has to do with, again, sorry, I'm being reiterative here, but when you say you are being yourself, like, we can always change the way we are.
Everything can change.
Yes, and you say, I like the way I am, which is great. I also love the way I am, and that's amazing. But we can always improve. And maybe if there's an opportunity to, I'm not saying that you should be doing it. Eh? I'm just saying that if you want to swear less or stop swearing or whatever it is, and you start replacing those words for other words, then it's a conscious effort that you have to do to improve yourself. If, for example, I'll give you another example, completely different. I don't like exercising, right? I do like, but imagine, I don't like exercising. And that's me. So I know that I have to exercise because it's good for me. So I will push myself to do something that is against my nature, which is not exercising. And someone will say, ah, yes, but you're not being yourself because you don't like exercising. I don't like exercising, but I have to do it because it's good for me. So my question here is it something that, when you say that you are being fake or you're not being yourself, yeah, but what if, and I'm not judging here, but what if swearing is something that is not good for you? And then you say, oh, yeah, but wait, I'm not being yourself. Well, yes, you're not being yourself, but maybe it's good to not be yourself.
In my mind, anyone that swears becomes my friend straight away. I don't see anything bad about it. However, I am mindful of certain situations and certain scenarios where I don't want to put people in a situation when they are uncomfortable. In this case, it's a podcast, the podcast that we co-founded, and if they don't like it, they won't listen. So I have no, I'm not.
No, and it says explicit content in the, yeah.
And do you think it may turn people off?
What does it mean, turn people off?
Or do you think that some people may not listen because of swearing?
Of course.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
But this is the thing. This is something that I think we talked in the moment when that happened. I'm not interested in those listeners. If seriously one word like that will put them off, they're not going to be thinking about how can I shut down my voice. You know, or how can I be a better person? Because they still judging someone that says the word fuck. What the fuck?
But
because we talked about it in Toastmasters, right? Someone with whom you have familiarity, they will forgive anything you say and they will laugh. But someone who doesn't know you, if they come and start to give a speech and start using, you know, strong language or swearing, or using gross languages,
but what happened with Gary Vee?
People will find offensive.
What happened with Gary Vee? He was a nobody. He just sold wine from his father.
Yeah, yeah. But
what did he do? He just
But what's good about him is not that he swears, is that the message is good.
So you think my message is not good, Nico?
Oh,
No, and I'm not saying that.
But that's what it is. Like, every time I talk, I don't talk shit. I talk
of course.
And but for me, right?
Of course, but if I listen to you or Gary Vee and you swear, or and this is not me, But if you listen and someone is swearing, that's a barrier, and you could be putting people off. And that's maybe it's not good because it doesn't matter if the message is really good, but it puts people off, and it's a shame.
And no, not only put people off, if I've never, I think I heard Gary Vee once in a podcast with Tim Ferriss, and that's it. If I'm listening to Gary Vee and he's swearing, that will make me question whether what he's saying is really good, because why does he need to use strong language to try to emphasize it? If it's what he's saying is so good, why he needs to emphasize it by swearing? What is he trying to?
But it's amazing that you're saying that when the guy is really smart.
He's really just smart. Because he's got following doesn't mean
he's smart. He's really smart.
I don't know. You say that.
I know. But this is the thing. You probably will be missing someone really important just because he says the word fuck.
Yeah.
And the limitation is yours. It's not his.
I think he's. I don't know. I don't know about that.
That will be my immediate reaction. Will be, why are you trying to push your message through my barriers by using strong language to try to push it through? Right? If it was a smart message, you just leave it for me to evaluate. Don't try to push it with using strong words.
But this is the thing. You think me swearing is trying to push my message, and it's nothing to do with that.
That's the aggressivity we're talking about. If I'm saying a message and I'm using swearing language, I am being aggressive about this message. You better take this message. But if I'm not aggressive, if I'm saying I'm presenting something in a smart way, and this is my opinion, and it's up to you to evaluate and come to the same conclusion as me. If I'm not using swearing, that means I'm not trying to push it. If I'm starting to use swearing, it's because I am trying to really influence and take this, like put a gun on your head. But
you don't think swearing is part of reality, part of life? It's like you saying to me, when you have sex, because I know it's part of life, but I don't want to know it because it's the same. It's part of life, swearing. And some people need it more, some people less. Some people are more conservative, some people are less. Why?
That's what we are questioning. Like, why are we different people swearing?
That will be my immediate reaction. Will be wait. Why are you swearing? Like, hold on. I want to assess this myself. I know you're very, very. You may be very passionate. I know you may believe about it. But let me reach my own conclusion. Don't try to push it.
And I'll give you an example. Like, I love a stand-up comedy, right? Mm. And in stand-up comedies, you have different profiles. And the ones that I particularly admire more are the ones that don't use swear words, because I think it's harder to express a message.
For me, it's the same.
But for example, Seinfeld,
there's one example, person that I like.
Seinfeld, there's an episode in Seinfeld that they talk about masturbation, and they never use the word in the whole chapter.
Nico, also, I want you to know that I know a lot of people that use it in a really cheap way. I'm not that. Okay.
I know
that sex is used in a really cheap way as well, especially in stand-up comedy. I'm not that. I'm not referring to that kind of swearing. Okay. The cheap shit. No, so this is not the conversation today. It's not about that. It's more about why some people have a problem with that, even when the person that might be swearing say it for emphasize it, or because they are like that.
But you don't know. But the other person doesn't know. Maybe you say.
What do you mean?
I know you. Wait, I know you, and I know the way you use it is for emphasizing, for example, right?
You're familiar to us, so we forgive, right? We find it funny, we don't mind it.
We accept who you are, yeah, exactly. But if someone doesn't know you, that person will maybe say, oh, she swears.
Put it this way, I have no problems in meeting new people every day. And I say like this, every fucking day. I probably meet more people than anyone in New Zealand. Like, And I am completely myself from the start. You don't like it, I keep walking. I don't care. Look, I know this sounds fucking arrogant, and I think I said it before, and I know you don't like it, but 95% of people are fucking sleepy. They fucking follow what everyone is doing, and that's why none of them are creative. None of them think, fuck, I actually married without love and I'm miserable, but you know what? I just keep going. Fuck that, okay? So it's the same with swearing. A lot of people don't like it. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, really? And you cheated on your fucking wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Mariana, no.
But it's true.
It sounds to me, it sounds similar to me, and because you brought the example of Carrie B.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me, so you go to someone and they say, I am the master and you're the student. And if you don't like it, walk out.
No, right? it's not that way. It's not that way. It's me.
It is a bit...
I know. It's me. I know who I am. I'm fucking proud of who I became. And if you don't like it, you can go. Seriously.
And I'm not going to make any effort.
No.
To try to establish a relationship with you.
If I don't know you and you already don't like me because I swear, you're out. I don't want you in my life.
I don't know. So what the difference is? I am the master, right?
If my mom says to me, hey, Mariana, you're swearing a lot. Come on. I might pay attention to mom. Just because I want her happy. You know? If you guys say to me, hey, Mariana, I don't know, when we talk something serious, I prefer you not to, I'll change.
I honestly don't mind when you swear, but when you start the podcast with good morning, I find it a bit too much.
Okay, don't worry.
Because I don't see the need for swearing in there.
I remember that, I don't remember who it was. It was Daniel that said that you swear. No, and that made you think.
Yeah, but he said, but you're brutally honest, and I don't mind it. Well, like, he swears a lot when we talk on the
phone. What if you are brutally honest without swearing?
But it's like me saying to you, Nico, can you please speak up more your mind without being polite? Could you do it? It's not
that I can try. I can change. Well, yeah.
Really?
Well, we are in a program about swearing and you haven't said any swear word yet, so try.
But that's cool. Yeah, try, Nico.
You can do it. Come on.
No. I don't feel like it. I mean, if it comes.
So, obviously, there is a thing of personal... It's obviously a personal choice and personal tendency, right? You like swearing, will come out. You don't like swearing, no way, it won't come out.
I notice in which scenarios I don't. And it's funny. It's funny because it's like when you are showing vulnerability or I'm speaking from the heart about something serious and emotional, very rarely I swear in those situations because it's more tamed, more calm, and, you know, more from heart to heart.
You swear when you get passionate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why.
I get over the talk.
So that's why I think that again, this is the message, right? For me, I'm coming to that conversation is the things that we say that the way this is the way I am, that doesn't mean that there's always opportunity to change. And if there's something that when you say the example of like me changing the way I am, sure, of course I want to change. I don't accept the way I am. I'm not perfect. I always am looking to ways of improving. That doesn't mean that I don't accept who I am. But what I am is deeper than what I express.
Of course.
You know, so that's why I think that...
But you have to want to change. Like, if you say to me, Mariana, please, you have to start to think more about the others when you deliver something strong. Yes, fuck, you're right. I have more data. I have like, you know, like your feedback. Yes, now the swearing. I actually, me myself, have a problem with a person that has a problem with the word fuck. That is, okay, you have repression issues. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
But you're like, putting it on others.
We all do. Because someone that thinks, oh, Mariana, you are aggressive because you talk about fuck. Well, I don't know. Are you putting that onto me too? We don't know, right?
Yeah, but yeah, I think, yeah, it's putting it on others.
Yeah, and they put in on me their shit too. Just because.
No, yes, but yeah, we'll try to make it as much conscious as we can. We are trying to be more open to other people. That might put people off, and you will say, "I don't care." Yeah, well, that's maybe a little bit arrogant.
Sounds arrogant, but it's true.
Yeah, that statement is arrogant.
But this is the thing, you know, like, no, because
it's true,
know,
saying that it's
Michael,
true.
Michael Singer, Abraham Hicks, they say, who gives a shit about what others think? Really? You have to feel it in your gut if it's right or wrong. That's all it matters.
Yeah.
It does. I'm one of the most compassionate and empathetic person in the world. If you come to me with a problem, I'm fucking there to help you, okay? That's what matters. Not that when I help you, I try to make you laugh by saying, what the fuck? This is the thing. Is the what is important, truly important in life? A woman that swears or a woman that is actually honest? Well, you choose because I don't
know. You can be honest without swearing.
As well, and others are lucky that they don't need to swear, maybe.
But you want, like, I can see very clearly, like, there's no way Mariana is not going to swear, and there's no way that you, Nico, are going to swear. So this is obviously, the diversity that there is in humans.
Yeah.
There's not just one single way to be. It's like, there's many ways to be.
Exactly.
And what some people may find a little bit offensive, some people will find it normal, and we just have to learn to live with each other.
Someone that swears doesn't put me off, you know, but I don't know. It's I don't care if they swear or not. I prefer not
but
to swear.
But you won't swear, and I agree, and I won't swear, but we are fine with Mariana swearing. Yeah. Except when opening the podcast.
Yeah, the same with you guys. Like, you all have things that I wouldn't do myself, but because of love, you respect it. And actually, I love that you are different. I love that you, Nico, are like, you know, calm to always try to get the different angles. And you, Paolo, that, you know, you seem a little bit cold and strategic. I love that you are different. I love it.
Mm. It's true.
And I don't think that you should change or, come on, Pablo, you should go to a psychologist to really know what your shit is in your heart. Like,
no, but I also think that there's this message about being yourself and don't care what other people are thinking about you, which it sounds nice, but I don't know. Sometimes I found it that it's too Instagram, like, be yourself, you know. Don't give a shit about what other people are thinking about you. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it all sounds really nice. Okay, you know, it doesn't work like that. You need to adapt. You know, it's not like that.
I think it's also something natural. Like, I, even in younger times, I really, truly didn't care what others thought. But with the age, it got worse. Well, worse or better, because you are so much freer. No, you are so much freer. It's like you actually are constantly being in touch with who you are instead of going, oh no, I shouldn't say this. Oh no, my God, I have to like behave like this with this person. Fuck that. What?
I don't know. Mm. You can be thinking about others if you...
But you keep... This is dangerous, Nico. That you keep putting the others almost in the same level as you is not true, okay? You have to be first.
I don't think like that.
Because some people will like some people will hear someone else swearing and they will find that likable, and some people will be put off by that.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it is. And I think Mariana is right. If she feels like she needs to swear, that she is Mariana when she swears, then I think she needs to swear. Like, you know, right? Otherwise, is she going to start repressing that and then start showing it in other ways?
No, I think there's a difference. One thing is to repress it unconsciously, and another way is to repress it consciously. And if you choose not to swear, it's different than saying, like, I really want to swear, but I don't because I can't control myself. That's a different story.
Look, I give you an example because you were using the word repress, and that already scares the shit out of me, okay? Regardless of that, I was anorexic when I was 14, okay? And it was horrendous because I had to go to a clinic and they talk to you about, okay, you should be eating this and that. And I'm like, what? Life is going to be all about what I eat and I don't eat. Fuck, I want to check out of here because I don't want to think like that, right? Until I went to a psychologist, and then through a process of 1 or 2 years of like therapy, the thinking about food was not part of my life and never again has been. I eat when I'm hungry. I eat good things because I love myself, and that's it. I don't go to the extreme of vegan. I shouldn't eat this, nothing. I just eat whatever is there, right? The same with any shit that you have inside. I'm a smoker and I'm a swearer. Both things might not be the greatest things. I'm not sure. The smoking for sure is bad, but... Yeah, the smoking really has to go, but I actually want to know the why. And I think I said it before in an episode. The same with swearing. I am noticing if I am, you know, I don't know, flirting, I might not be swearing that much because I'm on that more feminine, touchy thingy, okay? Yeah. I'm becoming aware. I don't know. Watch this space. Maybe in 1 year, it's like, wow.
I want to say the word, you're not going to like it. You're repressing it.
No, it doesn't. No. Because repression means it wants to come.
No, it has a negative connotation. It has a negative connotation. And it could be something negative. But for me, if it's consciously, if you are choosing yourself, I mean,
It doesn't even come. It's the same with the food. The idea of controlling calories is not part of your mind anymore. The same when I'm flirting, the bad word is not there anymore. The same when I did the public speaking, the same when I go into an interview, I don't repress anything. It's not there. It's completely different to push it.
Like, the context is different. And
I think you repress it. I think you repress it subconsciously.
Wow. Call it. You want to call it repression?
For me, this is the thing. As long as you know, Mariana, that sometimes swearing will mean that some people won't like you, which means that you will miss some opportunities. And as long as you're okay with that, it's like Nico with doing exercise. You have the choice. You can say, no, I want to be Nico. Nico doesn't like exercising. But then... What is that?
I do like exercising. I'm giving an example now, really.
Okay, all right. that example. But exercising is good for me. So my choice is doing it. So as long as you know that by swearing, you're going to miss some opportunities. Exactly. And as long as you're okay with that.
I am okay with that. I said it 1,000 times. A person that has a problem with that can fuck off.
Yeah.
Right. And that will make you miss opportunities.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. I don't want opportunities with those people. That simple. But it's so true. I'm not lying here. I don't want anything with those people. Not interested.
Okay.
Simple.
Perfect. All right. Okay. Wrap up.
Nothing.
How do you feel, Mariana?
No, you
how are you feeling?
I can, I, no, you two can wrap it up. Nothing. I have nothing.
I think Pablo did a very good summary.
Yes, I think so too.
Right. Excellent. Okay. So I don't need to summarize it again.
No. We are all winning here.
And to those listening, if you stuck until here, that means you don't mind the swearing. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
We do it for you.
Yeah, it's episode 40 something. So if they are here, for sure they don't care about that because we.
They like the message behind it.
They definitely like my swearing. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Okay. Or if they don't like it, they forgive you.
Well, exactly. That's even better. Eh?
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
Or maybe they like Nico too much.
Because I don't swear.
Exactly. Okay. I have to say it. I'm going to close. So 1, 2, 3, and fucking bye.
Hope you enjoyed this conversation of beautiful ghosts. We invite you to join our community in our Facebook page. Get in touch if you'd like to talk with us or be a guest in the podcast. To find out when new conversations are being published, subscribe to the YouTube channel or in your favorite podcast app. Our website is beautifulghosts.org. We appreciate your feedback and comments. Have a beautiful week.